Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Hey there, friend. So you're juggling a million things at once, trying to balance the chaos of life and work, are ya? Getting people out the door on time, not dropping the ball, feeding all the humans and washing all the things. I get it, and I'm here to help make your life a whole lot easier. But the big question is, where do you start and what system do you need most? Introducing to you the Overwhelmed to Organized Quiz, a 60-second game-changing quiz that will transform your life and provide you with the action plan you've been searching all over the internet for. Picture this: more productivity, more time for you, less stress, and a personalized system designed for the exact struggles you are facing right now. Never mind scrolling through hundreds of podcast episodes looking for where to begin. I have the exact get started guide you need. If you're ready to go from overwhelmed to organized, then head over to chelseajoe.co/quiz and get started with the 60-second quiz that will unlock the secrets to reclaiming your time and finding balance like never before. With just a minute of your time, you're going to immediately receive a custom-made system that fits your unique needs. No more chaos, friend. No more juggling all the things. Just streamlined success with a solid plan on action that creates results. But wait, there's more. This quiz is packed with juicy resources to support you every single step of the way. I'm talking detailed steps crafted just by me, and a special curated podcast playlist that you're not going to find anywhere else. Every single step you need of my signature systems delivered straight to your inbox to keep you motivated and on track. So, what are you waiting for? Head over to chelseajoe.co/quiz to get access to the number one system you need to start on your journey and going from overwhelmed to organized today.
Okay, we have a really great time ahead of us today because I have an incredible student and just an incredible mom and CEO, business owner, all the things here to share what systems have been like for her. Jenna, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about something really specific today that I think a lot of moms can relate to. Obviously, Jenna's been in my community for a while. She's done all the things, gone through all the ranks of the programs, and has worked with me literally even through my beta and my top Tobos program that hasn't even released yet. So like, she knows the whole ChelseaJoe.co world at this point, which is really cool, really fun. So she's got a lot of insight to share. And the reason why we have you here is because of something really fun that you shared regarding going on vacation. So what we're really going to jump into today, which obviously we'll talk about anything and everything, but is this idea of being able to leave your kids at home, leave your family behind, and know that it's going well, knowing that you're not going to come home to complete and utter chaos. You're not going to get a phone call while you're gone. You know what to do to prep for them to be able to have that success before you leave, like the whole thing, right? So why don't, before we get into the details of that, I want you to tell everybody what you juggle on a regular basis. Tell us about the company that you run, how much you're doing in your work, like how many hours you're giving to that, your kids, how old are they? Like, what does your life look like on a regular basis?
Yeah. So my life is quite full. I'm a mom of four. The ages of my children, they're all girls. They range from, one of mine's turning six in a couple of days, but
Yay.
from 6 to 11. And so I am busy alone with that. But on top of that, I am a physical therapist and I work part-time, but I also help my husband run his physical therapy practice. And we recently ventured into running an Airbnb, which I absolutely love. And so that's another thing on the side. But I also am the CEO of my business, Live Core Strong. It's a blog, and I now recently turned it into a podcast ever since meeting you, Chelsea.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was something that I never thought I would ever do. And through you and through StepGas, I now have a podcast called The Fit Postpartum Mom. So I am running that. And that's why I got really connected with you, Chelsea. First of all, for systemizing my life, because with my four children, it was extremely difficult to do all the things. And I have always been a very scheduled kind of person, but I knew I needed to take it up a notch. And that's what you did for me, was getting me to that level of peace that I needed, because I knew it was out there. I just didn't know how to do it on my own.
Yeah.
So through Systemize Your Life, I felt like it was just an amazing bonus that you also were teaching systems in businesses. And that was, just even above and beyond, what I was expecting. And so through Systemize Your Biz, I was able to systemize my online business and get it organized, because it wasn't organized. I was a jumble mess with my online business. And from there, I went on, like you said, I went on to systemize to scale and Tobos. And it did wonders for my business. And now I'm running my online business with practically 10 hours a week. That's all I'm spending on that. I mean, at max, maybe 12 hours a week. And I'm extremely productive. And that was my goal, is, how can I be productive in the short amount of time that I'm devoting to my online business? Because I put motherhood as a priority.
Yeah.
So that's really important to me, that I am with my daughters and that I'm doing my online business when they are not around, and I'm able to do that.
Yeah, which is amazing. And then get to go on vacations. So
yes.
Obviously I want you guys to connect with Jenna, and all the stuff is down in the show notes. There's going to be a blog where you're going to get to read about her and see pictures of her family and all the fun stuff that she does, which is really great work. And so I'm glad that you've been able to find a way to prioritize that work without sacrificing your family in the process. Feel like you have peace and control over your home in a way that doesn't feel like stuffy or stringent or hard. It's coming to you pretty naturally. So I know some of your favorite systems are obviously in the home realm, are time blocking and the fundamental needs system, which everyone comes and they fill the two. It just like knocks their socks off. It's like all the rave, and because it's so simple, but just like foundationally speaking, just like rocks your world. It's so life-changing, right? So why don't you share what it was like? How long have you had these things in place? And what was it like getting your kids and your husband on board? Like, it's one thing for you to come in and be like, yeah, this is super cool. But then how did that work with the rest of your family? And then we'll talk about how you've stretched that even further for them to know how to operate it when you're not around.
Yeah. So I would say that it took about 3 months for things to fall into place for my family. For me, I would say it took about a month to 2 months for me to feel really, really good automatic with my new systems, because I was so invested in it. I did everything that you said. I did my hybrid method with the paper planner and with the Google Calendar, and I was diligent and I was consistent with it. And so it came really natural to me. And then getting my family on board, obviously it doesn't happen naturally with them, but I would start with the family members in my house that were really naturally schedulers or planners and get them on board and get them excited about it. And then with my husband, it was more like, are you seeing the benefit that I'm getting? Like, I'm more calm, I'm more peaceful. And if he started to see that it was making me happy, that I had tidied up the house and did my tidy cues, and there was, less clutter all over the house, all the things that you've taught us, he could see the benefit of the program. And so he was on board. And the one thing that I was going to talk about that I would say he really likes is our laundry system that we finally created. And that, I would say, did not take 2 or 3 months. It might've taken 6 months to us, like for us to really perfect it.
Yeah.
And that really carried over into when I traveled, because it, he was able to do that, and the whole family was able to contribute with the laundry system.
Oh my gosh, I'm just gonna stop right
Yes.
there and say, like, it seems so trivial. Like, oh yeah, my husband was able to do the laundry system. But do you know, everybody just stop for like a second and imagine coming home after being gone for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, and you're not backed up on laundry. Like, that is huge. I feel like that's so huge to come home from being on vacation and it not feel like you're coming home to so much work to do, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, that took us a long time, but that was huge for us because
Yeah.
I didn't want that feeling of enjoying a trip or enjoying a weekend getaway and then coming back to just working on laundry, because the drive home or the flight home is pretty miserable because you're just thinking about laundry. So,
Or whatever, you know, if it's not laundry, it's something.
Yeah. With the big household that we have, but like I said, that laundry system took time. It wasn't like, and you've said this on your show, it's not like everybody can do the same laundry system. It's a work in progress. And so we realized that we wanted to have the laundry done before a trip, because we like to go away to our Airbnb every so often on the weekends. And so we try to accomplish it and get it done by Thursday. So when Friday comes around, we're packing to go on a trip. We want all the clean laundry to choose from for packing. And then we go on our trip, and then whatever clothes we come back with on Sunday, it just cycles through the laundry system and we wash it again on Thursday. So occasionally, if we have a huge amount, we'll just do one load on Sunday when we come back from a trip. But it really puts our mind at ease that we don't have to do a whole week's worth of laundry on the Sunday when we come back from traveling.
Yeah, and it's funny to talk about, you know, a little thing like laundry. Like, there should be bigger fish to fry in our life. And oh, it must be so nice to be able to sit down and talk about a laundry system. But like, the truth of the matter is that laundry system was causing arguments in your home. It was causing stir. I mean, I don't even know, you've never said this, but I know it was, because it does, right? You're getting frustrated with your kids. And then you're starting to resent or not actually enjoy the trips, which is actually a huge part of your family's culture. It's a huge part of your family's story. It's the story that you're trying to sow and have your kids reap, is this experience that you're trying to have. Like, these little things block us from having what we want in our life as a family. And so when you create a system, I just got goosebumps. It's so crazy, because these things are so important. And I think, and that's one thing that I've always admired about you from the beginning, you came in and I could tell that, like, you're a mom that gets it. You're a mom that is ready to do her job. Like, you just knew that, like, gosh, I can't quite put my finger on this thing. Like, I'm so close, but like, what's that missing puzzle piece, you know? So somebody gave it to you and you're off to the races, which is really cool. But, you know, it's such a beautiful thing to know now. Cause like, I can just envision you going into the room, cause I've done it so many. Laundry is like my kryptonite. I love doing laundry. I just hate that, like, we haven't found the groove, and I think we do find a groove and then something derails me. And then, you know, now we're looking at a whole different shift on updating the system. So I'm in a weird place with it right now, because I'm going to have the kids start doing so much more of the heavy lifting in that system. So it's
speaking
changing
of heavy
it.
Lifting. When we Wednesday night, we have, I mean, these girls, they have big laundry baskets and stuff because they are in all the sports. Every Wednesday night, they carry their laundry baskets down without me having to ask them, which is awesome. They carry.
Oh my gosh, they do it without being prompted.
Yeah, so that's been amazing. Just watching them do that, it's like, okay, they're still little and they can just help in some way. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, which we've just been talking about so much on the podcast, of like getting your kids to help. And it's that, right? You put the system in place, the expectation is there, you built it into a routine. You really hung tight on that over and over and over and over and over again with them. And now it's just like, this is what you do. They know it's just what they do. And they understand the reward and the benefit and the outcome of it, because now they have clean gear to wear to sports, right? When normally they're looking for the dirty sock and where's the shorts and we can't find it. And we're digging through the bottom of the laundry bin. Wait, did we leave it in the car? And like all the things that make life so hard.
Yeah.
And so they see the benefit of it now. Okay. All right. I digress, but it's so good to talk about. I love it. So tell us what it was like prepping for vacation and all the things that you did and what the experience was like.
Yeah. So thinking back, I would say my biggest takeaway for anyone listening is take 2 weeks to plan and not 1 week to plan, because I've done that where it's like, oh, I'm a week ahead. I feel like I'm doing all the right things. And then it still feels tight. It still feels like you're running out of time before the trip. This time I prepared 2 weeks in advance and it made the week leading up to the trip so much better. Now I was traveling with one daughter to go on a gymnastics competition trip. And so I had one going with me, three staying home with my husband and my mother-in-law helping me. And so I did a lot of preparation specifically for my mother-in-law, and she's watched the kids, but I wanted to make sure she was well prepared, you know, so that she wasn't feeling, you know, stressed out in any way with taking care of all the children and taking them to all the places that they have to go with their sports. So I spent a lot of time just giving her information, not that I had to teach her anything. It was more like, here's our schedule. So I typed that up in a spreadsheet. Here's our schedule. And then I made a copy for my husband, and it's all in our Google Calendar. So my husband has it, but having it on a piece of paper was just like a visual on the island that he could always pass by and look at it. So that was really helpful. But the food system, which I didn't really have to change anything because it was already in place. Well, I have my food board, you know, the calendar where it says what my meals are for dinner. And I write down all the meals. I had them all prepped and ready to go. I make my meals every Monday for the whole week. So I batch cook on Mondays, and I had all my food planned out and cooked and, you know, frozen, all those things for my mother-in-law who was serving dinner for my husband. So I just took a screenshot, like I just took a picture of the calendar and sent it to both of them. So they had it on their phone and they knew what meals to serve on which day. So that was done. And that was something that I've already had in place through Systemize Your Life. So I didn't have to like do anything extra for the meal planning.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. And on top of that, for lunches, we pack lunches every day, and I have on our refrigerator Monday through Friday. Monday is this lunch, Tuesday is this lunch, Wednesday's this lunch, and so on. So every Monday, it's the same lunch. It's written on the board. And I just took a picture of that, sent it to my mother-in-law and said, here's their lunches while I'm gone. And all the food's, you know, already in the fridge. Everything's already in the house. Grocery shopping was already done. So I had all the food well organized, but that was something that I've had organized for months being in your system. That it was pretty easy, that part, even though I thought it was going to be a big job, it was pretty easy.
Yeah. Which is cool, because I think all of these things, they get into our heads as moms and we just say, well, we can't leave. There's no way, like, and it's so overwhelming to think of what we would have someone else to do. But when we get organized, it's systematically, it makes our life so much easier. And then you begin to visualize how easy this is to just give it to somebody else for a short time. Like, we would never want somebody to come in and fully replace us, but like, it's fun for a few days, you know, and to be able to, like, I didn't know that this was a vacation for you to be able to go to a gymnastics tournament with your daughter. Like, that's super cool, because I think a lot of times, and probably for so many people listening, it's like, oh yeah, well, I'm not going on vacation for myself. But the truth of the matter is, you might need to go somewhere with a kid. You might need to go somewhere for, you know, God forbid, a loss in the family on the other side of the country or whatever that looks like. And that can be really stressful for a family, especially for a mom, when she doesn't know, how am I going to get out? And the other thing that I want to point out is that you've made it very clear that you had help. Like, you asked people to help you. And the truth of the matter is I ask people to help me all the time, and I have to get really creative with what that looks like. So how did it go? What was the feedback from everybody that was at home while you were gone? How many, like, the house is burning down text messages did you get?
So it's funny, because at the beginning of our conversation, you were saying, like, you know, you're going to get those phone calls and they're asking for help. They did not call me asking for help the whole time.
And you're like, but wait, and don't you need me?
So I ended up calling them and saying, like, hey, like, how are things going? I felt like I was missing them, and they didn't call me. I called them. So they were good as can be, having a great time. They actually went away to our lake house, and they, you know, had a nice little trip getaway for one day, but they got to all their sports on time. That was the thing. I wanted to make sure that they got to everywhere they needed to go on time, not forgetting a water bottle, not forgetting a bag. And
Moms. I love
yes.
moms.
Yep. So they had everything. They knew what to do. They did not forget anything. They got everywhere they needed to go on time. There was no meltdowns. I thought maybe someone would have a meltdown because mommy's not there. They did great. The one thing that I did say to my family, I said, I hope I come home and nothing's broken. One thing was broken, but it was minor, and we just put some glue on it. We're good to go. But yeah, my husband did amazing. He did our Sunday reset before I got home that Sunday. He had the mail and the bills done. All the laundry was completed with the kids picking out their school clothes for the whole week, which is our Sunday reset, is having their clothes picked out for the whole week. The tidying took, like, I'm more into tidying than zone cleaning. So he knows that. So everything was really tidied up, and the kids had a really good time, and they did great without me. So made me feel good, and I enjoyed my trip so much more, being at peace knowing that they were okay. And I had the best time with my daughter doing her gymnastics competition. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It makes me so emotional thinking about how you've prepared your whole family to be successful with the hard work that you've done. They would have never been able to do that. And then, you know, it's like that funny thing. This is what I love to talk about so much. And it's just incredible. And you've done such an amazing job because I know how many phone calls you've showed up to, how many coaching calls you've been on, and all the questions that you've asked. Like, you've been at this for at least a year, if not more, right?
It's like a year and a half at this point. Yeah. And I've been in it nonstop. I haven't stopped it.
And, but this is what you have to show for it. And so, no, it doesn't happen overnight, but like, you know, we want to be able to do these things. And there's so many women that are like, oh, I want to be able to go and do this. I want to be able to go. And so we try and then we come home and we're resentful. We're angry. We didn't even do this while I was gone. And, you know, the house is like this when it's gone and the kids are so ungrateful and the house is a mess and it's just not worth it. When the truth of the matter is that you have so much power, you have so much control over that, but it has to come with the hard work and the determination and the dedication that you've had, you know, and to really believe in something so deeply. And for me to be a part of that belief, that thing that you believe in, is super cool. It's really, really, really awesome. So I'm just super excited that you have had such fun and that it's, you know, bearing such great fruit in your life too, because, you know, I've seen you too over, you know, the last year or so have those thoughts about running a business that you've grappled with because how do we balance it all? How do I get this done? And you have big dreams and you have goals for your company and for your business and so much to offer the world outside of what you do as a wife and a mom and a keeper of the house and the schedule and the water bottles, right? Like there's, it's so funny. My husband's like, did you have a water bottle when you were a kid? And I was like, no, I didn't. He's like, why do we care about this?
And my kids are asking for new ones like every month, even though we have some. That's what they want for their birthday, is another water bottle. I'm like, why do you need another water bottle?
And why do I obsess about whether or not we're going to the park and everyone has a water bottle?
Yep.
It's the funniest thing. Anyway, I am right there with you with water bottles. Like, I have talked about it so many times on the podcast, like that stupid water bottle, you know? Like, the
Oh.
worst. But anyway, so, you know, just being able to see that your just consistency with this has paid off so
Yeah.
much, you
And
know?
I can't be more grateful for what you've done for me, but how I know this is going to affect my children as they get older. And that is the beauty of the whole thing, is yes, we're changing us as moms, but just think about them as little kids, little girls, little boys, who are learning this at such a young age. And then when they have their family, that, I mean, that's going to come back. All of this is going to just come back automatically for them. And it's just a huge ripple effect. And I just think about how it's going to help them when they go to college, when they have their first job, the organization. All of this is just the biggest life lesson you could possibly teach your children. And I'm forever grateful for that alone, because I can see it in my girls, and they're turning out to be amazing, Amazing girls.
Good for you. I'm trying not to gush right now. I'm not joking. I'm like, keep it together. Keep it together.
Well, you know, at some point you will have to come back and do little interviews of all the children of your students and see like what they've learned from us as moms, because it's going to be amazing. I mean, they're still so little, but when they get to like that teenage year and asking them like, what did you learn, you know, from your mom, and like, how do you apply it now to your life? It's going to be this.
Thank you for sharing that, you know, because I see it in my own kids, but knowing that other moms see it in their kids, that's when it just like punches me in the gut. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is real. Like, you know, when my daughter comes to me, she's 6 and she's drawn her own calendar on a piece of paper, you know, because she wants to like organize her time and her life.
This is the one from my daughter. Yes. For those who can't see, but my daughter created her own little schedule one day when I was working. My husband granted me like a good 5-hour time block. And while I was gone, she wrote out the whole family schedule. So my husband knew, her dad knew what to do while I was gone. And it was to a T, like everything that we do on a Sunday. And I was like, okay, you can run the household now. She was 9-year-old.
And like, it's, you know, you like have visions of how beautiful this is going to be for their own families if they choose to start one when they're older. And like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I'm so glad that we got to talk about that, because it goes beyond anything that, you know, I understand that my programs are a financial investment, and I made sure of that so that people know, like, this is an investment. I'm going to show up. I'm not just going to do this little thing and then be like, whatever. Like, when you have to put yourself really deep in commitment to something that you pay a decent amount of money for, because you want to make it worth it. And it is worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it.
Generationally.
It's our life. It is our life that we're living. I mean, and it can completely change your life. To be so, and you get the time. Like, that's the thing. You get so much more time in your day. Mm-hmm. And that checklist is literally like, I have like 3 things on my checklist.
I'm trying to tell people, they don't believe me.
It's true. It's true. You get like your checklist all over the house turns into like one checklist with 3 things on it. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh. I just love you. This is the best. I don't plan this stuff, you guys. I just see people share fun stories in our student community. I'm like, you should come on the podcast. And all of a sudden we're talking about all this. This is the last thing
everybody.
I'm going to
say. I tell everybody about you.
I just like imagine, like I get so excited. I'm like, I want to go to like these people's houses. I'm going to go to your house and I want to like see the Systemize Your Life stuff in your house. Cause like, I realize that you're running your house the way I run my house. That was my dream, you know, but like, that's why these conversations for me are so cool, because it lights me up to say, hey, Chelsea, this hard work that you're doing is worth it for other people. And we have to keep sharing, and we have to keep working. We have to keep doing this because it's huge. And I'm so happy for you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, we've already said that they can go down in the show notes, but for all of the people that are listening that need your help with what you do, tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm a physical therapist and I help postpartum moms regain their core strength. And if you need help with that, you can definitely go to my podcast, the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where I talk about how you can find time to work out easily and lose the mommy tummy and get your body back to the way it used to be. So you can go there. I have a free class where I help moms regain their core strength, and that's at livecorestrong.com/class. And I also have a really awesome 30-day postpartum ab challenge on my website, Live Core Strong, and that's a big hit. People love that. And so I'd love for you to join me there.
That's super fun. I did not know about that last part, so I'm going to go and check that out myself. I love it. Thanks, Jenna, for being here.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change. to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.